Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Paul, in what ways does ASOS's decision to ditch animal-derived materials reflect the choices consumers are making when selecting brands to purchase from?
Okay, so there's a number of consumers now who are calling out companies and brands and saying, we want products that are not derived from animals, and that fits with their values, with their attitudes. And so they're communicating that to various companies, various retailers, and saying, hey, we're here, these are the products we're looking for.
And what are some of the environmental benefits of ditching animal-derived materials in our clothing?
Well, that's a really difficult question to answer because it's not always clear-cut. There's a lot of confusion about the environmental impact of the alternative products that are being offered. So, for instance, in the case of pleather, which is the alternative to leather, is that whilst leather has a lot of issues in terms of the environmental impact, so do some of these alternatives, particularly around plastics and the polymer coatings that are being used. So it's not always clear-cut for the consumers.
Right, and well, animal-derived materials, well, such as silk and cashmere, they've been very popular in fashion for quite a while now. What has changed recently that is making consumers more aware of the consequences of using these materials?
I think it's put down to a lot of the social media that's out there. A lot of the information now can reach consumers in a much easier fashion relative to previous years. The knowledge of the supply chain is tremendous, absolutely tremendous in terms of how products are being manufactured, and that material is being disseminated right through the population. And then you've got lobby groups who are really getting much more active, being able to reach consumers through these various medias, and the best known is probably PETA in this type of work.
And why exactly is silk and cashmere being targeted?
Well, it basically is because it's derived from an animal in terms of the material being used. So in the case of silk, there's issues around it's obviously produced from silkworm and the cocoons there. And because of the process involving the boiling of the cocoons, there's obviously, it's not the nicest product for people in terms of fitting with their attitudes and values. And so, yes, there's some alternative silk products where the silkworm actually emerges from its cocoon and in a natural process, but that's double the cost. And so you've got this trade-off between cost, animal welfare, whether animals should be used in the process of any products at all, and the impact on the environment. It's really complicated.
Right. If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Associate Professor in Marketing, Dr. Paul Burke, about whether consumers really want big brands to be a little bit more environmentally conscious. Now, Paul, what are some of the economic benefits for companies that intentionally respond to consumers' desires for environmentally responsible brands?
Yeah, right. So essentially the name of the game is to try and capture as much market demand as possible, grab that market share. And what some companies are realizing that there's potentially a segment of consumers that they can appeal to by altering their products or positioning in their products in that way. And that's what it comes down to, consumer demand.
And well, finally, what can ordinary people do to encourage big brands to conduct business in a more ethical and eco-friendly way?
Well, I mean, they can do it in terms of not buying the product or boycotting the products, but also lobbying directly to the brands themselves, the retailers themselves. And social media is one way to do that, but also just contacting the companies directly.
Right, so we need some consumers to really get, we need to get out there and start, campaigning for a more ethical treatment of where our products are coming from.
Absolutely.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.